USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department says releasing the affidavit justifying the search on former President Trump's Florida estate will harm its ongoing criminal investigation. It also says that there are also matters of security involved, so it's opposing the release of the document. Several media outlets are asking that the affidavit be unsealed, along with all documents related to the search warrant. The Justice Department did not oppose unsealing the warrant itself. That happened on Friday, when it was revealed that Trump was under investigation for violating laws governing records and a provision of the Espionage Act. An Iranian official has denied his country's involvement in the stabbing of author Salman Rushdie. A death edict issued by Iran's supreme leader in 1989 still stands over how the Prophet Muhammad was depicted in Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses. His agent says that he's on the road to recovery. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The state's case against two former Minneapolis police officers for their role in George Floyd's killing in 2020 will be moving forward. This after Tu Tao and Alexander King rejected plea deals that would have reduced charges to aiding and abetting in exchange for a 3-year sentence that would have ran concurrently with their federal conviction of depriving Floyd of his civil rights. It was the same deal that another former officer accepted. The case will now go to trial in October. The average car note has now reached a record high at $702 a month.
That's the first time the average ever topped $700, according to New Edmonds data. The senior manager of insights for the online car resource calling it inevitable, considering how much people are financing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street bounced back to close with a W on Monday, the Dow adding 151 points, the Nasdaq gaining close to 81. Nearly 17 points was added to the S&P 500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A once prominent neurologist convicted last month of sexually abusing his patients killed himself Monday at New York's Rikers Island Prison. Dr. Ricardo Cruciani was found unresponsive in a shower area at the complex. His lawyer confirmed the death of the 68-year-old in a statement, just not the manner. Prosecutors said Cruciani groomed vulnerable patients by overprescribing painkillers. 6 women testified that the sexual abuse often occurred behind closed doors at a Manhattan medical center during appointments nearly a decade ago. Jury selection began in the federal trial against R&B singer R. Kelly. This time it's in Chicago on charges that he rigged his 2008 state child pornography trial. The attorneys and judge focused on whether would-be jurors watched the 2019 documentary Surviving R. Kelly about sexual abuse allegations against the singer. The judge denied a request from Kelly's attorney to automatically exclude anyone who's seen the 6-part series. China announced more military drills around Taiwan as leaders of the self-governing island met with a new congressional delegation from the U.S. Beijing is accusing Washington of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagement between American politicians and the island's government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited recently, in fact, a couple of weeks ago. She's the highest level member of the U.S. government to visit Taipei in 25 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.